My name is Yukimi.
My name is Frederick.
I'm Håkan.
I'm Eric.
And are you guys in like a band?
Little Dragon.
Is it really true you were all rejected, or at least some people here were rejected from music school?
Yeah, for my on my end, but not. I wasn't rejected from music high school. They allowed me there, but onwards, it was a no-no.
It's not that easy to get an American record deal. So this, when you made this record, you didn't have a deal yet, did you?
No, actually I'm a little confused myself with the whole process of our American deal, but basically we toured in the U.S. Like several times without any deal, without anyone doing press or anything like that. So yeah, it isn't until with this new record that we actually have like proper setup.
The whole rhythm synth versus no guitars. Do you all wear t-shirts and are you just totally sick of everybody? The first thing says, how can you possibly have a rock band without guitars? So I want you each just to talk about that for a second, because you know, some nerve. I mean, come on.
I think we could kind of talk about it forever. I mean, but I think that we are not against guitars. Let me just say that first.
So, like, if you see a guitar on the street, knowing that you can be a little feisty, you won't like kick the guitar in the wrong place or anything.
Yeah, no, I definitely won't. I mean, I think from us all, there's a lot of music that we love that is guitar based. Jimi Hendrix, you know, Prince, whatever, African music. That's when it's more percussively used. I mean, but for us, it's just not our thing. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you guys can elaborate.
I would say, you know, John Hammer, the keyboard player, he was fascinating creating this lead guitar sound with the Moog, and it was always written on the album, there's no guitars on this album, so this is an influence from him as well.
Good enough for Jan Hammer, it's good enough for Little Dragon.
Exactly, that's the whole thing, yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing that people spend way too much time on is, oh my gosh, they're a live band. There's no looping involved. Oh my gosh, they actually play on stage. But wait, but they're a synth pop band. What's, I mean, come on, how can you do that? But I mean, even if you were looping, right? And even if you didn't have live instruments, would that be like the biggest sin in the world?
For us, it's just like, because we're musicians from firsthand, like, so we just love playing and we love the, like, the dynamics you can get of just playing yourself instead of like putting on a loop or like, the things that could go wrong, you know, it's always like the element is always good. Then instead of having like this perfect show, you just press play, you know, and then you do what you do. But as soon as you play instruments and, you know, we have so much more that could happen, freedom.
I think as long as you know, I mean, I think for everyone, it's their own creative expression. I mean, you know, for some people, it's wearing crazy clothes and singing to a backtrack. I mean, if that's the way they express themselves, then it's all good. But for us, it's just we get the high from, you know, playing live and not knowing what's going to happen.
Do you feel like the first two albums you were kind of in the exploratory phase, and this is the one where you kind of have, you know, as everybody likes to say, honed the sound?
I think we're still exploring. I think exploring is a big part of who we are, but we probably have more confidence to explore, keep on doing what we're doing.
So much has been made, again, about, well, now she's calmed down a little bit. So what's your, do you ever really care about calming down? Is it relevant?
Absolutely. It's definitely relevant when you're spending intense amounts of time with your best friends and you sort of on tour, might not necessarily get any space of your own. I think definitely if you were just, you know, exploding every second, you would wear down and break apart. And I think, you know, it's good to be a little, have some harmony within, for sure.
So speaking of tour, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about that tour where there were 85 people. What is it like? I mean, forgetting meeting Bobby Womack and Mick Jones and all, 85 people on tour, is that kind of like, did you ever think you'd be in the circus?
On the tour, everything was very kind of traditional in the sense that everyone was playing, and it wasn't as secret as Gorilla's previous shows have been. So
the other thing that amazes me is that you've probably played in Sweden a total of how many times?
10-15 times.
10-15 times in Sweden. So when you play in Sweden, do you get people going, do you not love us anymore?
Well, not really, because they've never loved us. So it's not, do you not love us anymore? It's, why have you never loved us? No.
That's sad. I'm feeling very sad right now. You poor, poor guy.
Actually, it's fine. I mean, I think that, you know, it's kind of like one of those things we can't explain. I mean, we feel just grateful to be able to play abroad, and that people, even surprised that anyone is into, you know, the music that we make in our little sphere, in our little, you know, studio. So we don't really think about it that much.
And what we fill the rest of the hour with is what I call a musical sandwich. It's two of your songs is the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between.